catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Indeed. It's the Independent Wrestling Podcast. I'm Mike here, as always, to talk some independent wrestling with you, with my awesome co-host, who's once again here with me, Righteous Reg. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's your boy in the building, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, Media Man here, and I'm very excited. It's a lot going on in the world of wrestling, but independent wrestling is what we are here to talk about today. So as always, Mike, I'm very excited to be here. We got another great guest. We've had a bunch of them back to back to back to back to back. So this is fun.
Absolutely. I'm going to introduce our guest in just a second. Just before I get started, a quick, just want to throw out a quick RIP Terry Funk out there, because some awful news in the wrestling world today. So go watch a good old Terry Funk match. For me, I think I'm going to have to go back and probably hit up some Sabu barbed wire match from CW 97. That's without further ado, we do have a wonderful guest here today, and he was looking around the room for him, but, I hope you got a mirror sitting in front of you. It's you. He puts the love in Love Pro Wrestling.
Yes.
Welcome to Indeed, Spencer Love. How are you doing, my man?
I'm good. You said wonderful guest. Of course I'm going to look around, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. It's nice to share a screen with you again, Mike. Reg, it's great to share the screen with you, man. I appreciate Grapsity like no one's business, and it's pretty freaking cool that I'm sitting here with a guy who's got music and music and to be here, and thank you all for having me.
I really appreciate that. That's really dope to hear, and thank you for joining us because, you know, Mike and I here on Indeed, we like to talk the spectrum of pro wrestling, not just the pro wrestlers, not just the referees. We want to talk to the bookers, the managers, the anybody that kind of has a hand in putting together the great stuff we get to talk about here on the show. So this is great.
I appreciate it. It's nice. I definitely, because Mike, you sent out the tweet about a month ago or even a couple of months ago at this point with the guests you have lined up. And man, I'm in good company. It's certainly appreciated to be here.
Absolutely. And Love Pro Wrestling, you know, doing some amazing things out in Western Canada. Before we get started talking, because there's some exciting things coming up in immediately this week and in the very near future for Love Pro Wrestling. For some of our viewers, this might be their first time hearing about Love Pro Wrestling. It might be their first time seeing your face. After today, no, that's the goal. That's why you're here. I do want to know, like, you know, where did being
Can you get down, please?
Hey.
Sorry, honey.
No, there
I walked in like 5 minutes ago, so that's far from his last appearance. I'm certain, to be honest with you. I ain't complaining though. So
no, it's okay. Let's get that puppy viewership in. You know,
definitely
the real sales number. There you go.
Exactly. Dogs are all, you know, pets are the draw on podcasts. Everyone,
1,000%.
You get a cameo from a pet in a podcast. You're like, all right, we're getting a 30% eyeball bump here at least. But yeah, no, I did want to circle back to, like, you know, when did loving wrestling turn into, hey, I'm starting a promotion? Because love pro wrestling is in you're started late 2021, so you're like, you're in your early, you're in your infancy, so to speak, but you found your legs really quickly. So, you know, where, you know, do you have any background in this prior to starting Love Pro Wrestling? Like, where did this, you know, where did
not any, like, in ring or managing or promoting or anything like that. So my origins in pro wrestling, as far as like content or, like, let's just get real, like trying to make money in pro wrestling. My first real adventure with it was I started writing for a site called the Wing Column Sports Network out here in Edmonton in about 2017. And it was purely Edmonton focused. It was a wide range of sports covering, you know, the Edmonton Stingers out here, the Edmonton Prospects at the time, basically the local sports scene. So I love doing that. I started doing it covering the local indies out here at the time, whether it was the PWA or Monster Pro Wrestling or anybody that was coming and doing maybe your once or twice shows. And from there, I'm pretty passionate about, if you're doing well in something and you're enjoying doing something, pursue it. Why would you not? So from doing that, I got into podcasting, eventually ended up taking the site over. We ended up shutting it down because lots of love to Edmonton, Alberta. It's my favorite city on the planet, but you limit your opportunities in wrestling, focusing only on one city, only covering people from here. So we branched out. We started reaching out to promotions like MLW and Impact, and we're lucky enough to start forming relationships there with doing interviews. And it was tough to tie some people back to Edmonton, so we ended up shutting it down. Starting Love Wrestling purely as a content site in January of 2021. And just again, through that wanting to grow and wanting to pursue what I loved, we found a couple of sponsors. We ended up linking up with a local promotion out here, Force Pro Wrestling, in 2021, running what we definitely call our pilot episode in October of 2021, and been running consistently since March of 2022. We're now running two shows a month out of the Rec Room, South Edmonton Common. We've got a couple of events coming up that we're excited about outside of the Rec Room, but really starting to pursue certainly more than twice a month. But it was definitely a situation of a lack of a plan definitely led to falling up in a lot of ways.
Yeah, because you ran one show late 2021, and then everything, LPW 18 is this week, and
yeah,
that's all been since the beginning of 2022.
Yep. It's wild to say, to be honest with you, and full credit, because by no means I love the one or two shows that we do a month. We ain't doing 1,000 shows. We ain't doing 300 shows a year, but what we've been able to build so far, and like you said, Mike, lots of credit to what we've done so far, but we're very much in our infancy still. We're very much still wanting to grow and improve on what we're currently doing. So, it's pretty wild to be at number 18 already. Pretty wild to even be running two shows a month, to be honest with you, but by no means is that the end goal, you know.
Absolutely. So when you're starting up, what, you know, you're talking about kind of end goals, what were, like, you know, I, because I'm assuming your end goals have already, you know, probably have evolved over time. When you started out.
Oh no, it's like, always been make billions of dollars in professional wrestling. That's been the end goal the whole time, brother.
Beat the WWE.
There we go.
Look,
me Vince with no allegations. Yeah. There we are.
Totally. Well, I hope you're doing good on the no allegations so far, Spencer. I'm rooting for you, man.
Man, you better believe that's a streak I'm proud to continue.
Thank God. Thank God.
But what were your early goals in setting out with LPW, and you know, how have they kind of evolved now, and you know, comparatively, what are they now?
To be honest, man, and I told Jeremy this, so it ain't just me putting him over, but like, to be blunt with it, the first goal really was just do cool stuff with cool people and people I love and people that I admire and wanted to work with, or whatever metric you sort of see there. That was the goal, to be honest. October of 2021, we didn't know. There was no game plan to try and parlay our first show into any future bookings or anything like that. It was literally just, oh, we can run a wrestling show? Cool, let's do it. Since then, though, the goals have definitely evolved. Obviously, like, quite literally leaving that show, walking through the curtain, I knew the second the show ended that we wanted to do another one and hopefully continue to do more. So that immediately became the next goal, is how do we do this consistently? We've hit that goal, thankfully, and knock on wood. I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. I definitely think those have evolved, though. For me, we want to continue to run consistently, but for me, I want to bring pro wrestling where you wouldn't normally see it or normally expect it. And whether that's doing stuff like in Edmonton, we've got the Fringe Festival this weekend. I'd love to be doing more, arts venues. I'd love to be doing more, Christmas parties, shit like that. As silly as it sounds, I want to bring pro wrestling to where nobody would ever expect pro wrestling to be seen. And in Edmonton, and I know I speak for a lot of Canadian cities here, we ain't quite at the point right now where pro wrestling is absolutely everywhere. You know, it's still definitely a growing industry above the 49th parallel. Now, I think it's growing quickly, and I think the next year it's going to grow even quicker than 2023 did. But I want to bring pro wrestling to where people would say, holy shit, I haven't watched this since Stampede. I haven't watched this since, you know, Hulk Hogan was on top, or whatever your various metric of choice may be. That's definitely one of the goals. And for me, I want to continue to grow the Canadian pro wrestling scene, as generic as that might sound. I think that you look across the country, and Mike, I know you can speak to this too. There are so many great promotions from Toronto to Vancouver, from far beyond on the east end of that thing. So I just want to continue to be a part of that, because I really think that if anything Love Pro Wrestling has done, we, among the many others, have contributed to the growth of the scene and continued to bring eyes to the Canadian pro wrestling scene. So that's definitely the goal, because from me going out to my first show here in 2010 until now, and I'm sure I'll continue to say it, there are so many talented people in this scene, and there's so many great people in this scene that all they've needed is promoters and the industry, really, to recognize that and promote it like it should have been promoted.
True. That's a pretty fast transition, kind of going from one show in October of 2021 to doing two shows a month. Going into kind of developing the company as a, you know, a real promotion, how was it creatively behind the scenes putting together the shows? Was it just, here, we're going to have all these cool matches that we think would go great together? Or were there like some stories you thought you were going to tell eventually throughout the promotion?
I certainly think we lean towards B, but I really think you've got to have a good mix of both. If you want to grow, at least in my experience with it, you've got to have something that's going to attract people to come out the first time. And you've got to have something that keeps people coming back and back and back and back. For me, you know, it's a great example is next month, is there isn't really a story between Michael Richard Blaze and Speedball Mike Bailey. They're just two of the best people in this industry right now. Banger. So you're going to have a really, really cool pro wrestling match. But on top of that, and obviously that's our next show, so I can't give away everything, but like there are certainly some stories that this month we've definitely looked at as a story month, where there's going to be a lot coming out of this that is going to build towards what I think is going to be our biggest show yet next month. So it is a bit of a mix. I think that stories are what keep people coming back long term. It's what keeps people coming consistently. And even just speaking for Love Pro Wrestling, it's pretty nice that in the best of ways, our email list is as small as it is, because it means that we've got the same emails and the same people buying tickets every single month. It means we've got that consistency. But when you want to bring in new people, sometimes you do just have to say, guys, this is going to be cool as fuck. Why would you not want to pay a ticket to come and see it? So I think we found a pretty good mix of both, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've... you know, I can speak to that kind of going back to the beginning, because, you know, pulling back the curtain, obviously, a little bit. I do, you know, I I'm not really pulling back the curtain. I plug it every day, every week that we're wrapping up this show.
I was just going to say, this ain't inside baseball, brother.
Yeah. No.
Not really inside baseball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do the brunch gimmick every Sunday. And, part of that podcast is, after our wrestling discussion portion, we watch, we all sit and watch.
Is that still what we're calling it? I just usually show up and we go off the rails 4 minutes in and then we watch wrestling.
Yeah, it's
wrestling discussion.
Yeah. Very, very loose wrestling discussion. But there's always an LPW match watch along. And this last week we even watched Zoe Sager, Nicole Matthews, Ava Lawless, and Casey Spinelli. And there was, you were kind of explaining there's a three show continuity, kind of between what's going on, even with the participants in that. So,
Because now about it, there's and again, there's, for me, I am a big fan of just a dream match. This is going to be cool, whatever cliche you want to put on it. But that definitely gets me into things one time. I think if you want to grow as a promotion, like you say, if you want to continue to have consistent attendance, you've got to have that little bit of a story, even if it is, three shows in the long run of professional wrestling isn't a huge, long, crazy, it wasn't the Bloodline, you know what I mean? But It gives people a reason to come back. It gives people a bit of a story to invest in. And there are people there that hated Nicole Matthews, and there are people there that hated Casey Spinelli, but that meant that they loved the other two, yada, yada, yada. So you've got to have that little bit, I think.
I don't know. Three.
If it is just a little bit comparatively.
A three show story within independent wrestling is the Bloodline for some promotions.
You're right.
And I'll leave that for others, man. You can say it. I'll leave her alone.
I'm the non-biased part, one of the non-biased participants here. So I'll, I can safely go ahead and say a three show story would be a benefit for many a promotion. But you also mentioned earlier the crew you have at Love Wrestling, and that's something else that that would be peeling back the curtain a little bit more, because my interactions with everybody since I've been there, just a whole new crew of like wrestling homies to it's a really diverse and positive, upbeat team of people that you've brought together there, and very talented on the media side as well. Zach with all the graphics, but even there's tons of great video editing, and that's something I want to get into as well. But I noticed a bunch of people popping up in the chat, so I just wanted to say hi to them. So we got JPJ popping in. We also had Omar popping in here. Lawrence.
Parker, hey guys.
Love. Look at
non-biased take, I'm sure,
Scott,
from Parker
George.
Love.
Oh. Someone caught your office reference.
Hey, thank you.
A lot of love for wrestling.
Hey, thank you.
Of course, where would we be without Ophelia?
Hey, friend.
But getting back actually to the content side of things, because there are some things that Love Pro Wrestling does that are kind of, very different than a lot of places in terms of the content, releasing, distribution, presentation. One of them being the streaming on, streaming of the shows on YouTube. And then also the frequency and volume of matches that you're uploading to the channel. Yeah. Can you kind of speak on the philosophy behind that?
Yeah. In the best of ways, because I'll have to explain myself out of this. But I'm real possessive in a lot of ways, and I'm somewhat controlling in a lot of ways, and not in a content end, not on a you can and can't do this, but when it comes to ownership, when it comes to the fact that we put a lot of effort into our video content, we put a lot of effort into the matches that we edit, and frankly, that I edit, and I have edited all 152 matches in Love Pro Wrestling history myself. So, of course, I'm a little possessive on that end of things. I think that as far as just the just the consistency, the ability to control our own product, the ability to have myself as the final decision maker, and then of course the the other staff with Love Pro Wrestling. We've basically got a core five of us that I would consider our staff, myself included. We're able to keep all of that in house, and by no means is that we don't want to work with anyone like an IWTV or a Fight or anybody like that. We're certainly open to something like that because they've got a huge platform. But for us, the ability to air the shows on our Twitch channel and explicitly control our commercials and our sponsors and the content programming. Don't know if you know this, guys, but I like to fucking curse every once in a while. I'm a fan of the fact that I'm not going to get fired from my job for doing what I do, and I think do pretty well. The ownership on that end of things, I think, is huge. And then with just the consistency of uploading on YouTube and all of that end, Mike, like, one of the biggest things that I saw as an opportunity for Albertan Pro Wrestling, Western Canadian Pro Wrestling, the Pacific Northwest, Canada, most professional wrestling promotions was you didn't see that content. You didn't have the ability to go and view their matches without there being a paywall or without there being a lack of some of the matches that you've wanted to see. I'm very proud of the fact that you can watch everything that Love Pro Wrestling has done with the missing mid-show banter, whatever you want to call it. You can watch every wrestling match that Love Pro Wrestling has ever put on through our YouTube and our Patreon. That's it. And for us, all of our shows that we've done at the Rec Room on Friday nights, they're free. You can check them out because for us, our job as promoters is encourage you to want to spend the extra dollar and support us above and beyond. And if you want to do that, that's what our Patreon channel is there for. All of our clandestine wrestling society shows, some of the upcoming events that we've got, anything outside of the Rec Room, that's all there. Because for me, you've got to be able to earn someone's dollar. You have to earn someone's dollar. It's a tough economy, not just in Canada, not just in the United States, but worldwide right now. Professional wrestling, as much love as I've got for it, it is definitely a luxury when you're comparing it to food, water, and your power bill. You've got to earn people's dollar. You just, you have to morally and fundamentally, I think. So being able to provide that content, being able to put out as much as we can, I really think has differentiated us a lot. I really do. And being able to control that all in house has been, essential to that, I think. So yeah, I'm somewhat controlling on that end of things, but, I think for all the right reasons, because it's helping us grow as a brand. And again, I bring it back to the Canadian wrestling scene. You know, I love pro wrestling, and I certainly want to be the premier promotion in Canada, but I don't want to take anyone else's slice of pie. I want to bake a bigger pie. Let's make the Canadian wrestling scene great. And we can just do that by putting out our content. Easy. We're editing it anyways. Might as well launch it on YouTube and get a lot of views on it. So, yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're running for or what, but you got my vote. I'm ready to run through a wall right
I'm
now
checking that box
in the name of Canadian wrestling, Spencer.
Hey, in the kindest of ways to myself, and I certainly appreciate that, guys. Don't vote for me. Just tune in anywhere the podcasts are played, videos are viewed, and audio is created at lovewrestling.ca.
We're not at the plugs. Yeah, we got more stuff to talk about.
Oh, come on. I'm a promoter. I'm not just the one little comment I've made is like we're promoters. We're not just room renters. Don't just like post a poster once in between your shows. Promote.
Yeah.
So that's probably not the last time you've heard me plug the fact that you can tune in wherever audio is played, videos are viewed, or awesome content is created by awesome people at Love Wrestling CA. Probably not the last time you've heard that.
Oh, man. I got it. I need to take this. I need two of whatever you got for that, man. It's
this is how you do it.
The plugs, yeah. I gotta step the plugging game up. My God.
Hey Mike, I'll put my masterclass on Patreon. There you go.
There you go.
It's like Bugs Bunny used to say, ain't I a stinker?
Pay the money, pay the dollars. Now there's some good points made there, especially about YouTube and I talk a lot of promotions. The Prime Minister now. There's a lot of promotions. More importantly, there's a lot of wrestlers that can't even view their own matches without paying some kind of paywall, and it drives me up a paywall every single time. Where they're like, I've been waiting for this match for 6 months, 3 months, or all this, and I'm like not going to pay for it because I was in the match, which I understand. So there should be more promotions utilizing YouTube because of discovery also, and that's where a lot of people are just going to go to kind of see something offhand and not give $10 to the other promotion. So that's a great way to utilize business that I think a lot of promotions don't even think about, which is very wild.
Thank you. And I agree, even just on the wrestlers specifically, you know, again, I've never trained a day in my life. And the more I get into promoting, which I think oddly enough is backwards from a lot of people, the more I get into promoting, the less I ever actually want to wrestle. That ain't for me. But if you as a promoter, number one, if you're filming the matches, you have the raw footage available. You just do, whether it's with your SD card or your iPhone that you're filming with. That should be out to wrestlers, because if you want to promote wrestlers and you want to grow as a promotion and you want to work with consistently great people, why would you not be providing everything you can to those wrestlers to help them improve? Because for me, if by simply providing the footage that we're already filming and already editing to the wrestlers when they need it, like, they're going to get better. They have the opportunity to study a match while it's fresh in their minds. And again, I can't speak to the X's and Y's of a lot of things, but just interpreting it, like, you're going to get better when stuff is fresher and stuff is available to you closer to when you've actually wrestled that match. Like you just said there, Reg, if somebody's waiting 6 months and it's already behind a paywall but not available to the wrestler, like, number one, chances are you just don't remember as much from that match as you'd like to. And number two, the match is already obviously available, man. Throw her in a Google Drive. It's literally that easy, right? You know, also, again, there's a lot of benefit for us as a promotion, but at the end of the day, the priority in any professional wrestling show is the wrestlers. You know, that's just it. That's just all. So if all you're doing is providing a freaking footage that you're already sending, helps us a ton, but it also helps them. And that's even better.
What a controversial take that shouldn't be a controversial take, right?
Wrestlers and fans. Lots of love to me. I am the least important person in Love Pro Wrestling, and I say that in the kindest of ways to myself. But I'm just lucky enough to get to promote these shows. But, like, you're not tuning into anything on YouTube if we don't have the wrestlers. And we don't have, like you say earlier, Mike, we don't have Zach and Blair and the Between Two Beards guy. If I start naming a few people, I'll have to name everybody. So if we didn't have the Love Wrestling staff, if we didn't have them, I'm not lucky enough to get to do what I love to do. So yeah, full credit to me, man. But, like, Love Pro Wrestling, the love portion of it, the Spencer Love portion, because the love portion is important. The Spencer Love portion is the least important part. I'm here because of the great work of everybody else. I really, really am. So take care of them.
Wow, that's very selfless of you as a promoter. You can tell you're on the West Coast. We should play that Shug Knight video from the Source of Words right now.
Just how it is on this side, Mike. That's how we are over here, okay?
So something else I do want to also touch on with kind of setting Love Pro Wrestling apart is your championships.
Thank you.
Your genderless titles. And to the point, even like in name, this the challenge title, the Scramble Championship, the Grand Championship, the Tag Team Championships, two of the singles championships have already been held by both male and female identifying wrestlers. So, like, can you give us some insight on, like, the, you know, the prioritization of inclusivity and diversity in Love Pro Wrestling?
To be honest with you, Mike, like, the easy answer for me is, like, I don't understand how a professional wrestling promotion in this day and age can't be inclusive. Like, it's so silly to me, you know. And admittedly, I'm speaking, there have been a couple of incidents lately that have really hit me personally on that end with people, and luckily enough, not a Love Pro Wrestling. And I shouldn't even say luckily enough, because building a culture is a conscious effort. So we'll take that. For me, man, it's fundamental. It is fundamental for me that pro wrestling is for everybody. It just is. In the nicest way, again, to myself, I certainly am not the coolest now. And if you thought I'm not cool now, you should have seen me in high school. I really found my community through pro wrestling. I have found the best friends of my life. I have found peers. I have found heroes, mentors, everything in between that you can associate positively with people. I found that in pro wrestling. And for that to be taken away from someone because of any sort of, you know, putting someone in a box or putting, you know, any ism, obia, or ist on top of it is basically the way that I've always put it. We'll say everything at a Love Pro Wrestling show. You're going to hear me say fuck, shit, piss, whatever in between. But you're never going to hear anything at a Love Pro Wrestling show that is going to make someone feel less than. And that is fundamentally important to me. It just is. And bingo, Dustin. And huge shout out to Dustin because he's been a day one person for Love Pro Wrestling as far as helping out on the volunteering and just a huge part of us. But the nice thing is, and by no means to take away from Dustin, but you can say that about everybody with us because it is. We've got such a wide array of people in our locker room, in our staff, and anything in between. We have people who identify on every level of the gender spectrum, and we want them to be part of our shows because of who they are as people and who they are as wrestlers. And that extends to fans. That extends far beyond that. You come in and you throw something racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic at our shows, I'll be the first one to kick you the fuck out. And that's the best way to put it. As far as genderless titles, to be honest with you, again, it's just something that for me, if somebody wants to come out and prove they're the best, then prove you're the best. I don't think there should be a limitation on that. And especially when, you know, when you look back at a lot of promotions or you look back at a lot of championships, there's very much a men's championship and a women's championship. And that ain't the way the world works. It just isn't. So why would I limit any of our titles to any single, even two genders of it, right? Like anybody is welcome to come and challenge for our titles. If you believe you're one of the best, prove it. We don't care who you are, how you identify, anything like that. Don't be an asshole and you're good to go.
Right. So it wasn't even really like making like a conscious effort. You were just like, these championships are for any wrestler that is a great wrestler and wants to prove it. There is it. You weren't like, this is going to be for specifically for this. It was just like, these are championship. Who wants to fight for it?
Exactly. Exactly. And like everybody that's come out, you know, regardless of how they identify or who they are, like they've all proven it. It's not as though we've ever done anything that, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, and I hate this way to put it, but like nothing's ever been done for political points. Michael Richard Blaze was our first ever grand champion because he's one of the best wrestlers in Canada. And that's the smallest boundary I'll give him as far as that goes. And Zoe Steger earned that championship the same way that Taryn from Accounting was our first ever and longest reigning challenge championship or challenge champion, excuse me, because she earned it. And she went out there and took on the best of the best, whether you're looking at Chris Parrish, whether you're looking at Stephen Crow, whether you're looking at Nicole Matthews, right? Like, I really don't believe in any way, shape, or form there should be any sort of barriers as far as that goes. To be honest with you, and I'm not like a traditional combat sports fan, but like having like the weight divisions for things is really the only thing that makes any sort of sense for me because that that's a competition. But like other than that, for pro wrestling, like let's just get real here, guys. It's a booked sport. It just is. So why would you ever want to limit those opportunities? Why would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the most, you know, that's part of what makes pro wrestling the best is like the grand spectacle of like David versus Goliath.
Yeah. You know? Oh, hell yeah.
Like you, if you suddenly are like, oh no, weight classes, everyone's within like 15 pounds of each other. That whole element
and the wrestling economy is gone, boys. Sorry, it's over. But like anyone who ever wants to put limitations on pro wrestling, like, hey guys, didn't Rey Mysterio take a title off of Brock Lesnar? Like that to me is more unbelievable than intergender wrestling or anything along those lines. In the best of ways, because it was awesome as fuck, but there's no sense in limiting pro wrestling when pro wrestling is like the most limitless sport out there.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Great philosophy on it.
Thank you.
All right. So we've got
even a broken clock's right twice a day. Hey,
I'll give you more credit than that.
That's your job. I'm here to be self-deprecating.
That's fine.
That's how this works, that's Mike.
All right. This is true. This is true. So, you know, we have got your history and your philosophy with Love Pro Wrestling, hyped it up a whole lot, but there's, you know, the hype all leads somewhere and, that somewhere is this week, LPW 18 is happening. So I do want to talk about that. I can't, you know, I would like you to tell the people what they're going to see, because they can tune in and watch it for free behind no paywall.
Of course, on twitch.tv/lovewrestlingca. Yes. I'm excited as hell for this one. I really, really think, and like we were talking earlier, I really, really think that there's going to be a lot of, not conclusions to stories, but there's going to be a lot of real next steps at this show. I'm very, very excited. We've got a tight six-match card this month. Lots of time for the six matches on there. And lots of people I'm excited to see, to be honest with you. We were talking earlier about the philosophy on booking matches. Like I said, Parolier has claimed the tag team championships over the last little bit. Over the last few months, they've had a story with Sean Moore. He just wants gold, and he's finally teamed back up with Michael Allen, Richard Clark. I don't know if you were at the dark taping that they did in Winnipeg there, Mike, but those two teamed together on AEW Dark. So you better believe that if people in the biggest or second biggest or whatever metric you use promotion in the world, they're selling the most tickets right now, brother. If they're good enough for there, then they're great enough to be our tag team champions. That's going to be a hell of a match. I'm very, very excited for that one. Zoe Sagar and Travis Williams are going one-on-one for the first time ever. Like, Travis Williams and Zoe Sagar, of anybody out there. And there are a few more names that I would certainly include in this. Don't get me wrong, but they're foundational to the success of Love Pro Wrestling. Both Travis and Zoe are day one people with LPW. Both have been insanely important to the success of this promotion. And for the fact that they're going to be going one-on-one for the first time ever isn't just cool for us, but I know I'm speaking for a lot of the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada on that end of things too. Our Scramble Championship, I'm very excited to see that defended again. To be honest with you, man, I keep describing it as I love me some car crash theater, and you're going to get some car crash theater with that title being defended every month. A six-way this month, so we're taking two people out from our eight-way last month, but it's going to be no less chaos, to say the least. I'm just excited for this one. I'm very, very excited for the first time too, to be promoting like two shows at the same time and two real big shows. Like I said, we're running our Thursday shows as well too, at the Rec Room, South Edmonton Common. And then we've got our main Friday shows that are our canon shows. So to be able to build with this show and then also know exactly what we've got coming down the pipe for LPW 19 with, Speedball Mike Bailey and Veda Scott making their way back here. I'm so damn excited. This is, it's kind of nice, and I'm sure you guys can tell I'm really trying to find my way, because, man, I want to tell you guys so much shit, but I got to keep more quiet even this month than I usually have to.
I promise you, there's cool thing. There's so much cool stuff coming out of Love Pro Wrestling over the next few. Like, it's a very exciting time to have kind of come on board and been around everything, because, like, the hype around the place is just everyone's, you know, brimming with excitement every time you're like, hey, guess what?
You can go down. It's not even your dinner time. But, you're 20 minutes from now. No, you're good. There you go. Oh, sorry, guys.
No, please come back. We'll take the views. Come on.
It's okay. I can only get dog kisses so often before it's like, okay, now it's just a dry tongue licking my cheek. You know,
right? Yeah. Yeah. Dog breath kisses. Yeah.
No, there's only so many you can take.
If I could offer you anything to be happy about with it, just be happy you don't have any of this, because, like, when the slobber dries in here, it just, yeah, like, I got to wash it. Like, if my dog comes up, gives me kisses, I got to just go wash, because if I don't, it sponges it all up and it smells like everything.
Well, actually, I'm sure you can tell I didn't shave today.
It's only it's okay. Hey, man,
I'm a baby face in the most literal of the sense. I cannot grow facial hair.
I read you loud and clear. I was watching an old episode back to try to find a clip of something, and there was a point last year when I shaved my mustache off and I just kept it in. And
I remember
it was like October. And I haven't shaved my mustache since, and I haven't even trimmed my chin since, and this is the best I've been able to do in almost the whole calendar year.
Some Vincent Adultman shit. Oh, I'm doing a business.
I look like a kid who's like glued trimmed hair onto his face to try to buy liquor or smoke or something.
It's not a fake, I swear.
Yeah,
a sentence that comes out of your mouth fairly often.
Off the rails again. Yeah. Off the rails.
Hey, it took us longer than it does on Sunday morning, so we'll at least call it even.
Yeah, we made it almost the entirety of an episode mm-hmm. of Brunch, basically, without getting off the rails today. I'm so proud of us. It's that, you know, and it's because Lawrence isn't here. It's Lawrence's fault.
Yeah, sure, we'll blame him. I'm always into blame mm-hmm. him. That works great for me.
Sorry, Lawrence.
Lawrence's influence is in here, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually saw he got you kind of good earlier on Twitter too, Reg, with the Eddie Murphy thing. And he was like, no, they were talking about Shrek 2.
Yeah. No, that did get me pretty good.
I like it. Shrek 2 is the superior Shrek, by the way.
It just is.
What is your favorite? Here, let's answer that Twitter question. What's your favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
My favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shrek 2.
It could be Shrek 2. Yeah. I got to be honest with you, man. Like, I loved his stand up. Like, I loved his stand up. Delirious, mm-hmm. like, was a consistent watch for me. But, like, mm-hmm.
it doesn't hold up to you right now.
So, this is no.
None of it holds up.
Like, 1 minute in, you're like, whoa, you can't say any of that.
No love for any of it. You're not. And I should also stress, rightfully so. This is by no means saying it should be any different.
Totally.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's my favorite, and I'm going to get a lot of flack on this end of things. Daddy Daycare, because I still like have memories of that movie in a way that like I loved a lot of other Eddie Murphy movies. Definitely. But I've got like memories of Daddy Daycare. I love Cheap Trick because of Daddy Daycare. So like Eddie Murphy, thank you for that one. Eddie
Murphy can't really go wrong. Cheap
Trick. So like there we go.
That question is dumb because you can't really go wrong. Like pick an Eddie Murphy and it's gonna be, even if it's like the silliest Eddie Murphy, it's still good.
Pick your favorite AJ Styles match, right? Yes. Like all of them. Yes. The answer is yes. What's your favorite Eddie Murphy match? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do want to know yours now though, Reg.
I said earlier on Twitter that it was Norbit, which might be like a crazy answer because I love Norbit and I also love Bowfinger. So I just figured I like movies where Eddie Murphy plays a black nerd because I think people try to consider me a black nerd and I look like a lot of those guys that he played before. So they kind of hit kind of close to my heart, honestly.
I'll give my obligatory answer. It's kind of also a little bit left field, specifically Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Part 2.
Eddie's a sequel guy.
Eddie?
He is.
He's a big sequel guy. Because you know what? Daddy Daycare 2? Not awful.
You want to hear something really fucked up? You want to hear something like that? Okay. So
you never need to ask me that question. Yes. It's like, can I tell you something funny?
I don't even know how that sentence.
Yes, I want to hear something funny. Always. 10 out of 10 times.
It might be a little fucked up. Like, I don't even know how fucked up this is. But like, so the only reason even Beverly Hills Cop 2 is on my radar is I'd get like my mom would buy me like one VHS like a month because we didn't have cable. So I'd get a new VHS every month to watch. And I'd always get out like the bargain bin at the grocery store. And I got the 1 week the 1 month I picked out Beverly Hills Cop 2. And I don't know why. And I don't know why she agreed to buy it for 7-year-old me.
Eddie Murphy, she knew.
Yeah, but you know, I learned so many words watching that movie, and then that was the first time I saw titties on a screen was in the strip club scene of that shit, and then there was like a whole shootout and car chase after it. It was fucking awesome, but one of the best movies ever. But yeah,
I'm so in the same boat. I watched Austin Powers way too early,
but so I saw that movie. I love that movie. I watched that VHS tape probably like, you know, at least once or twice a week for over a decade. And then I'm 35 years old, and to this day I have neither seen Beverly Hills Cop 1 or any of the other Beverly Hills Cop movies.
How are you supposed to fill out the crucial plot points in Beverly Hills Cop
1? How did you know what was going on in Beverly Hills Cop 2?
How could you have possibly caught up with the wide-ranging storylines of Beverly Hills Cop 2? It's like Stella getting her groove back again. How can you watch mm-hmm. that when she hasn't even gotten her groove back again?
How did she get it back the first time?
There you go. Bingo. I didn't even know
she already lost it once. What?
This is a wrestling podcast, and we spend more time on Eddie Murphy than we did on Terry Funk. Rest in peace to Terry Funk, because he's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
But, you know, Eddie Murphy.
Terry Funk forever, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, hey, shit gets off the rails, you know? It's bring it back onto the rails. So we let the good people know all about Love Pro Wrestling from background to foreground to what's coming up in the future. So I do want to now give you the floor, Spencer. You know, plug yourself, promote yourself. I know you love to.
This will be your first time in the pod.
This is actually the first time I've plugged myself. Yeah, so I'll plug yourself.
Here we go.
I've got my
Zach has like a whole cinematic reel prepared for Spencer's plugs for this.
Actually, I'm familiar with StreamYard. There's no place I can upload a video promo.
You could have sent it to me in advance. I have the producer side on this one. You're at our house this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, fair enough. And thank you for having me in your house, guys. This is an absolute blast. Like I said off the bat, man, like Reg, I've been a fan of yours. Mike, I've been a fan of yours, and I'm lucky enough to share the screen with you once a week. So thank you for having me on. But if you guys have liked what you've seen, I'm not that cool, but thank you. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Spenny Love. But more importantly, if you want to follow everything that the contributors at Love Wrestling are doing, that the wrestlers at Love Wrestling are doing, that everything we're doing in between that are doing, give us a follow wherever podcasts are played, videos are viewed, or audio is created at Love Wrestling CA. If you want to tune in to Love Wrestling Live, tune in on the final Friday of every month at twitch.tv/LoveWrestlingCA. And on the YouTube channel, we've got each and every match that we have ever put out up there on our Friday shows. You want a little bit extra, head to our Patreon. Not only do we have those, but some of my archived interviews from like 2018 and 19 with a lot of people from MLW that have moved on to AEW. So there you go on that end of things. But again, just go back on the Love Wrestling end. I'm so proud of what everybody's doing as part of that. And selfishly, I appreciate when you follow me, but wholeheartedly, I support you following everybody else. Excuse me. Sorry, my dog's biting my freaking ring light cable here. I'm a little distracted.
But you still love him anyway, and you should be proud of everything that she got.
Oh, of course. You can get a ring light at like Spencer's Gifts. TVs and ring lights are the two things that have depreciated the most year by year.
I can't believe you have a whole successful gift store franchise and you still started a wrestling promotion.
You should see my diamonds place.
True. Fuck.
Genuinely, guys, thank you so much. This has been a blast, and I appreciate you having me. And
I know I'm speaking
for Rip on that end too. So how do you internet?
Hey,
thanks for it.
Want to?
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks for the extra bump there in views. Rick, we appreciate you.
We could put this in the animal section, maybe too.
Absolutely. There we go. Boom. Perfect. So yes, watch Love Wrestling. Go follow Love Wrestling, and go follow Reg, and he'll tell you all about where to do that.
Thank you.
At Righteous Reg, I'm on Grab City every Saturday. I'm on the Ring of Honor post show. Denise is in the UK, so our show is going to be tomorrow morning instead of tonight. And then I'm going to be on the All In post show this week with Phil Grab City. Very excited about that. And a really cool announcement is going to come any day, anytime now. So just keep watching.
Yeah, just keep watching. Mm-hmm. And for myself, yeah, as always, every Wednesday here with Righteous Reg, talking to your favorite people from all around the world of independent wrestling. Next week, Dylan McQueen. The week after that, holy shit, I can't remember our schedule. My brain is broken. But I'll probably
You got next week. That's all that matters. Yeah,
Dylan McQueen's here next week. We'll figure it out after that. I know, like, oh, Ben Ortman's. Yes. Hey,
Big Ben, Big Benis is hopping on. All right.
Big Ben Ortman's. Speaking of which,
ask him about the lunch that we had at Japanese Village in West Edmonton Mall.
I will. I'll try.
Teppanyaki grills are my favorite thing in the world. They really, really are.
I'm going to do my best. We're going to be on a time crunch with Big Ben because we have to have a hard out of 7 p.m. with him for sure. Because that's when the new season of Crossbody Uproar premieres. So I'm going there. I'm going to be there next Friday.
Oh, really cool.
And yeah, really cool. I'm so looking forward to it because as
just ask him in person. I don't care where you ask him in the nicest way.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, no, for sure. But like, I'm more concerned with like the pledge I made because you know because everybody was.
Oh, that's very funny for me, by the way.
Because everyone was so good at getting Fightful's main YouTube channel to 100,000 YouTube subscribers by the end of the month of August.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'll roll the footage.
I'm in danger.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot from Big Ben Ortman's, so that'll be happening to me next Friday, September 1st at Crossbody. Yeah, looking forward to, that's definitely going to be a good time. You can go on my Twitter now, there is a poll for Overhand or Knife Edge, so, you know, my fate's in your hands. If you do vote Overhand, you're not my friend.
Actually, your fate is technically in the hands of Big Ben Ortman.
The hand it of is. Someone else.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, one hand.
Yeah.
Very specific.
As my favorite hand. Old El Paso taco commercial once said, well, why not both?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how.
Do it for the content, Mike. Do it for the content, Mike.
Peacefully double overhand could also happen. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bitch, what are you doing to me, man?
I mean, I'm just trying to help.
Red is trying to get a solo show out of this.
What happened to Mike? He got chopped really hard.
Oh, caved his chest in.
Gunther style.
But yeah, so, you know, that's where I'll be. You can find me here on Wednesdays. On Sundays, I am doing the brunch gimmick over on Love Wrestling. So find me there. This week, I think we're actually doing... We're going to figure this out, but there might be some all-in watching. I don't know how much of all-in we're watching, but we might be
watching. I have no idea what's going on Love Wrestling this Sunday. If anybody wants to try and plug that, I don't know. We might watch all-in. I'm not going to be there regardless. It's show weekend. I take my Sundays off.
We're bouncing a watch-along idea around, so look out for that. We might, because it like starts at the time that the brunch gimmick does. So we're going to be there anyway. We might as well.
I can't believe they counterbooked us.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Fucking Tony Khan.
Unreal. Unbelievable. Absolutely unreal.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, subscribe to Fightful Overbooked as well. Watch Tag Talk, watch In the Weeds, watch FMC, watch The Spotlight, watch Joel and Kate. I don't know why I've plugged so many of Jeremy and Joel's shows. I said so many nice things.
Because you should. They're great people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true. They are. They're awesome. We love them. Everybody here at Fightful, wonderful people, getting chopped for them. I'll be here next week. I might not be here the week after, but see you next Wednesday. Love you all. Thanks for spending time with us.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.